Welcome to this Session 3 podcast for Spring 2024, Explore the Bible Kids. As always, we thank you for joining us as we continue our study in the book of John and learn this week that Jesus prayed. Jesus' examples throughout Scripture give us great insight into how to live a life that remains connected to God. Jesus, as part of the Trinity, was in constant communication with God. Jesus, as human, set aside time to talk with God through prayer. The particular prayer girls and boys will learn about this week is on the night before Jesus is betrayed. This prayer focuses on three distinct things. First, Jesus prayed for himself. Jesus knew exactly what the next 24 hours held, and Jesus desired to fulfill the mission God had given him. Jesus wanted only to glorify his Father, and Jesus asked God to be honored through his sacrifice. Next, Jesus prayed for his disciples. The 11 men he had poured his ministry into over the past 3 years still had much to learn, and Jesus knew the struggles and hardships that lay ahead for them. Jesus asked his Father to strengthen these men during their struggles as they sought to spread the good news around the world. Finally, Jesus prayed for all believers. That's you and me. Jesus prayed that all those who would one day believe in him would be secured by God. Jesus prayed for unity among believers and sought the hand of God to be upon those who continued the spreading of the good news right up until today. Our mission is not complete, and Jesus' prayer continues to be heard by and blessed by God. Rachel, this week's session for preschoolers highlights Jesus' prayer for himself, his disciples, and all people. What activities can help children connect to this week's Bible story and Jesus' prayer?
Thanks, Tim, for asking. As I was looking at the plans for this session, I enjoyed seeing what the writers provided for us as teachers to focus on prayer. We know that this is really a discipline and a command from God, and so we really want to begin early to help children understand the importance of prayer. So let me dig into three activities, one for each of the age groups, just to get teachers started on this session prep. One of the activities for babies is exploring a box and shaking rattles, and we know that's always fun. You'll want to have a Bible handy, and let me just interject that with every activity that you find in the leader guide, you'll see the Bible listed as the first tool, and that's because we really, really want teachers to make Bibles available to preschoolers throughout the room, throughout the session, all the time, and that those Bibles be used. So I may not mention it every time, but just know that every activity that you plan for your children should include the Bible. Again, you'll want your Bible, two rattles, at least two rattles, a hinged box. You know, I'm thinking of a shoe box that you can lift the lid and it doesn't come off, but whatever hinged box you have, and the diaper bag card. And so put those resources in the box and just lay it on the floor in front of a baby. And while the baby watches, open the lid on the box and let the baby peek inside and exclaim, you know, how you do with babies. What do you see? I see the Bible. Let's look at the Bible. So turn a few pages in the Bible to find pictures of Jesus. And this is easy to do if you have the Read to Me Bible, because there are many illustrations of Jesus. And just as you thumb through the pages and that baby watches you, comment, I see Jesus. Jesus loved people and he prayed for them. So when the baby spots the rattles, you might want to give him one or let him grab it and shake it and talk about hearing sounds with your ears. Comment to the baby, you hear teachers talk about Jesus and you hear teachers read words from the Bible. The Bible tells about Jesus. He prayed for you and for me. Open the Bible to John 17:1. That's today's Bible verse. And just touch the words on the page and remark that Jesus looked up to heaven and he prayed, and that we can pray to God too. All right, let's move on to an activity for toddlers involving puzzles and books. So again, the Bible, you'll want your story picture, a book named What Does Jesus Want Me to Do, and another one called J-E-S-U-S, and both of those are in your leader pack, so easy to get. An item called Jesus Puzzles, a basket, and a nubby green bath towel. Now I'm thinking one that's a high, you know, a big texture, or maybe a green turf rug. So something that makes you think about grass. But put the puzzles in the basket and put it on the floor with books all on the towel. and prop the picture against the basket and invite toddlers to sit on the towel and just look at those books and comment that everything that they see today in that spot is there to help them think about Jesus. So invite a toddler to fit the pieces of puzzles together, and while he does that, just show the story picture and talk about Jesus and comment that Jesus prayed to God, and we can pray to God too and talk to him just as Jesus did. So this will be, I think, a fun way for preschoolers to really concentrate on the importance of prayer and the fact that we can model what Jesus did and prayed as he did. Finally, let me tell you about an activity called, well, it's involving making prayer notes. So what we want to do is remind preschoolers that they can pray. And so in your leader pack, you have an item called leaf cutouts, or you can just cut large paper circles, whatever you choose to do. You'll need a hole punch, some ribbon or yarn, a yardstick, some washable markers and stickers. So give each child a leaf from that leader pack or a circle cutout to make a prayer note. And while you're doing that, just ask children to think about someone for whom each of them can pray or has a prayer. There is a prayer need perhaps they're aware of. So write the statement, "I will pray for," and the person's name on one side of the child's cutout, and then offer him markers and stickers to decorate that prayer note. Finally, when the child's finished doing what he wants to do to decorate his note, punch a hole in the leaf or circle and tie a ribbon through it, and tell a preschooler that he can hang his prayer note on the yardstick. So ultimately, after several children have done that activity, you'll have a number of prayer notes on that yardstick, which will be a great visual, I think. Open the Bible to the marker placed at John 17:1 and comment that Jesus prayed for God to help him do what God wanted him to do, and Jesus prayed that God would make his disciples strong. We can pray for people too.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. Shelley, how will kids study Jesus' prayer and learn that Jesus wants his followers to get along and be unified?
Well, as you mentioned, Tim, throughout Jesus' ministry on earth, he was found praying. He clearly valued spending time with God the Father, and it makes today's session special to think that Jesus spoke to God the Father about his disciples and us, his future followers. Jesus modeled for us the importance of developing a habit of prayer. So to help older kids develop the spiritual discipline of prayer, they're going to create prayer journals. Each kid will need a spiral notebook and a piece of heavyweight paper cut to the size of the notebook. Guide kids use the heavyweight paper to glue that onto the notebook to create a cover to decorate using permanent markers and stickers that you have provided. After kids finish decorating, give each one a piece of ribbon to tie to the top spiral to create a bookmark for their notebook. Younger kids are going to dig into the practice of prayer by using a printable item to create three prayer circles. Leaders will first remind kids of the part of Jesus' prayer where he prayed for himself, then lead kids to write a prayer for themselves in the small circle on the printable page. Next, Jesus prayed for his disciples, the people closest to him. Help kids write a prayer for their friends or family in the medium-sized circle. And finally, recall how Jesus prayed for his future followers. Jesus prayed that his followers would get along with each other. In the biggest circle on the page, guide kids to write a prayer for other followers of Jesus. Now, if you are leading first graders or kids who struggle with writing, you will want to pay attention to the pre-reader option in the leader guide at the beginning of this activity. There's an option there that will help you adjust this activity for kids who aren't ready for independent writing. And yesterday, as I was putting this together, I thought of another way to adjust this activity. You could easily invite kids to draw pictures of the people that they are praying for in the circles instead of writing out their prayers if writing is not something that they're ready for. This week, our object is a manuscript leaf from a book of Psalms that once belonged to the Queen of England. In 1270, an artist painted this image showing Jesus praying. Tim, it really is special to think about how Jesus prayed that we, his followers, would be unified with God and with one another.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And as always, thank you again for joining us this week as we discuss these biblical truths that you can use as you guide boys and girls to dig deep into his word. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can also interact with us at Explore the Bible Kids through our blog and website at GoExploreTheBible.com, or you can interact with us on our Facebook group by searching for Explore the Bible Kids while in your Facebook app. We enjoy guiding you each week and hope these have been helpful to you. Thank you again, and we look forward to ministering to you very soon.